reflecting the Indian North. Each Saturday evening at 8:05, hundreds of Native people in northwestern Ontario turn on their radios to listen to Wingwan. This new one-hour Creo-Ojibwe language program is being produced and hosted by Enos Fiddler from Sandy Lake. CBC broadcasts the show from CBQ in Thunder Bay. They call in Indian faces, but people of the North have come to know the show and Enos as Wingwan. The program is heard in Sandy Lake, Ear Falls, Pikangigam, Osnaburg, Ignace, Red Lake, Dryden, Savant Lake, and Sulakout. Phone request from Osnaburg. First Saturday the show was aired, someone in Osnaburg called Sandy Lake's community radio station to request a song. He thought the show was being broadcast live from Sandy. Esther Linklater, a woman elder of Sandy Lake, is pleased that the people from different communities can hear each other speak. She feels it is important that other reserves who are living in places in Red Lake and Sulakout will be able to keep in touch with what is happening in their home communities. Wingwan is a common topic of conversation among patients at the Zone Hospital in Sulakout. They come from communities great distances from each other, but find that they know or have heard stories about many of the guests on Enos's shows. Hunting parties take FM radios on weekend trips. Pool players move to a house with a radio by 8 Saturday evening. The show is exciting for the Cree and Ojibwe people of northwestern Ontario. Father Dumont, the Catholic priest in Sandy Lake, was enthusiastic about his interview on last week's show. He found the whole program was very interesting. Others have suggested that the show be aired twice a week so more people could hear it. Enos walked into one house while his show was being broadcast and found the family watching their television. However, the sound in the room was not the soundtrack of the TV show, but Wingwan. Hopefully they'll turn the volume down on the television in the same way when hockey starts, commented Enos. Some concern has been expressed that Indian Faces will have to compete with Hockey Night in Canada. The CBC likes the program. It is clearly presented, well put together, and has good quality sound. The CBC is pleased with Enos's work. Indian Faces, or Wingwan, has significant potential as a factor in the development of Native communities, says Enos. I hope to help the Indian people up north by providing the information about education, economics, and other areas that may be needed for developing their communities as a better place to live. He quickly added, not that the communities they're living in aren't nice places to live now. Because of his training as a teacher, Enos feels he will be able to help parents understand what is expected of them in the school, why people go to high school, and why their children need education. In the field of economic development, Enos hopes to provide information about how jobs can be created and how people may establish certain places that they need in their communities, like coffee shops and grocery stores. I want them to understand that these things are possible. Enos also plans to give people information about the Royal Commission on the Northern Environment, headed by Mr. Justice Patrick Hart. When asked about the cultural significance of the program, Enos replied, I think I am helping provide for the maintenance of the culture by giving legends. Telling about what happened in the past, about the way people used to live and what old people did when they were young. He hopes to be instrumental in enriching the traditional values and reinforcing old ways which have largely been lost in the turmoil and voil of the white man's society. Alfred Fiddler, an elder from Sandy Lake, told Wawate News that he knows most of the people who have spoken on the show. I learn about news from other places and other people. They don't just talk about here and now, but about what happened here and in other places before the white man came. They talk about how people survived then. Alfred says Enos. He knows his Indian language perfectly. He can speak to any people and make them understand immediately. He looks forward to Saturday evening. I'm glad that I am able to understand the program, and I hope it will be on every week for a long time. It has been worthwhile listening to every show.